All right, we're going to dismiss. Guys, welcome. We're going to dismiss for the kids right now. If you would, kids, go to your classes. You probably know where you're headed. What are the ages again? Remind me, somebody. Kindergarten to? Fifth, because Jeff's not here to say, oh, I wish I was in sixth. So kindergarten to fifth. If you guys would, please go to your classes, and then we're gonna get started here. I'm waiting for my wife to bring in some technical difficulties here with my computer. Give me just one second here, guys. All right, so guys, welcome. I wanted to welcome everybody. I first wanted to tell you that the last time I gave a message was in 1999. I weighed approximately 260 pounds. I was the biggest, fattest American in Romania at the time. And I think I was more of a novelty than anything else. So nobody really spoke English, but they knew that I would, somehow was a communicator, and they just thought that they'd put me up there like Chris Farley. I've had this conversation twice about Chris Farley this morning already. But I can tell you I was a lot less nervous because they didn't understand English, and I could just basically say, I could basically say anything I wanted to. And so it was almost an anomaly. When you go to another country, if you go to the very far east, places like Romania, I mean, they just think American novelty, we can't wait to have this person come up here and share something with us. So please, thank you, Brian, thank you. Be patient with me and understand that I will tell you that what this process has been like. Is anybody here cook, big cookers, meal, loves to cook? Okay, so if you've ever prepared a meal before, you're going to understand this analogy. This is supposed to be the time that we're all going to sit down and eat. And I'll tell you something, if you're a baker, if you're somebody that cooks, you know that there's a ton of prep work. They always talk about prep work that goes into that. And that's what this week has honestly, spiritually felt like for me. So to feel some of those feelings that I haven't felt in over a decade, it's a weird growing experience. So first of all, I know the pastor's watching. I want to say thank you, and thank you, I guess. but what I want to tell you, because I want to be really transparent with you, I've had some really good counsel with some other brothers in the church. What I'm going to ask you today is I share just a very few thoughts in this next 3 hours. I'm kidding. I'm actually more afraid that my content's going to be less than that, and you're all going to be like, wow, I didn't get my money's worth. I want at least 5% back. Can we pass the offering plates back? So I'm more afraid, this is bothering me, by the way. It's an aggressive mic. What I was more worried about was getting up here, honestly, and sharing from my heart and going on a bike ride next Monday and feeling like the biggest idiot. So what I want you guys to pray about tonight, and today, throughout the week, when you think of some of the crazy thoughts that I might share with you, is pray for my heart. Pray that like God will protect my integrity of my heart, because today as we get to talking about light, we're gonna talk about light, and we're all a different light. If you think about Christmas lights on a Christmas strand, you've got different colors, you've got different magnitudes of intensities. Mine is completely different than yours, and I think that that's probably a really good thing. But I want to tell you something. I'm going to be on a bike ride next week. Know this is going to happen. And I'm going to think to myself, man, what an idiot. How stupid. Why did I share that? Why did I say that? That makes no sense whatsoever. But I've prepared myself today just like an athlete would for an event, trained and everything else. And I truly do believe, I've prayed to ask God to make me a vessel to share just a few thoughts. But if you would, as I share this week, as you think of some of these crazy thoughts, as you think of an analogy that I share with you too, pray for my heart, because I will tell you that when you put yourself out there like this, be prepared not only the week before, but the week after. Me and Brother Bill talked about that yesterday during our prayer meeting, and I'll tell you, getting wise counsel from other people, that's what we talked about last week. That's that salt, and I just want to quickly just recap. Last week, we talked about salt, okay? In the Navy, and I was in the Navy, we talked about guys that had been in the Navy a long time, and they were like, hey, that's a salty sailor, and everybody knew what that analogy meant, and there was all kinds of jokes about sailors, he's so salty, he could stand over my steak and shake and season my steak, you know? And what that alluded to was an experience level. all of us are different levels of saltiness right now. If you're a Christian, you've got a different level of saltiness that's going to be able to flavor that steak, that's going to be able to flavor your life and the people that surround you. And so what I will say, as I had a chance to reflect on the message last week as I rode my bike and I exercised and I found those quiet moments of time, is what spoke to me is not necessarily what the pastor said, but the life's experiences that I have had to think to myself, I've got to develop my salt. I've got to develop my flavor. And honestly, guys, this is a stretch for me to be completely transparent with you. And this is me developing my salt still. And so the differences between light and salt, there are some differences. And that's why on the Sermon on the Mount, and the Lord talked about, Jesus talked about salt and light. And they're two separately, uniquely different things. Light, you can be light today, instantly. Your salt, though, as I started thinking about it, is a developed flavor over time. Just like that sailor, that salty sailor, that first guy right out of recruit training couldn't find a boat and couldn't tie a rope. By the time of his end of his 20-year career, he's teaching everybody everything, and he's a master sailor. And I don't think there's any mistake as to why God chose these fishermen, these rough and tumble, they were sailors is what they really were. So a lot of those types of things really do tie into that. Next, I want to make sure. Okay, everybody take a look at this right here. This is my telephone number, 815-631-2451. How can I be a light at home, at work, and at church? Now, these are the three places. I'm just redeploying the same idea that the pastor brought up last week. So 815-631-2451. Over the next two and a half hours now, I promise it will be a lot shorter than that. But as I talk to you, if you think of things, how you can be a light at home, at work, at church, please text me those things. And at the very end, we're going to kind of share some of those ideas. They're going to be inevitably things. I found it kind of hard to come up with some ideas last week, but what I did find myself doing during those quiet moments this last week is thinking about how I could be a light, and I was able to actually, in quiet time, come up with some better ideas on how I could be salt to my family. So I think that exercise of at least thinking about it right now will bear some fruit throughout your week as you take your own personal time to meditate and to pray throughout the week too. So everybody has that? Okay, next, I would like, if you would play for me, Brad, this is we're gonna play this thing through one time. Now, I know before we hit play on this, just real quick, again, this gets back to just bearing with me because I am gonna second guess myself and think this is a different, unique way to share the verse. A lot of times the pastor will have us stand up, we'll read a verse. What I'm gonna have you do today, mnemonic devices, ways to remember things for me, songs, Roy G. Biv, right? What's that? Color of the Rainbow, right? We remember Roy G. Biv as the mnemonic device to remember things. So today I'm going to share with you a little unique way to share and remember the verse that we're focusing on today. I'm going to play it through one time. It's just a little over a minute, and then we're gonna stand up and go through it with once. If you would, Brad, would you hit that for me? Thank you. You guys hear it? A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do we have any karaoke fans here? All right. So, you know what? I'm going to ask you guys, if you all would just stand with me one more time. We're going to turn the volume up on this a little bit. I can't hear well, and so I couldn't hear it. I don't know if you guys could hear it well. But as we see the little line go through it, we're going to sing it together. And just so we really can absorb this song and absorb this this scripture that we're going to focus on and meditate on over the next week. So if you would play it again, let's crank it up, guys. I'll take all the help I can get, brother.
Matthew 5:14-16. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it
under
a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine.
Guys, please sit down. Thank you, Brad, for playing that for me. That last part, we were talking about glorifying your God in heaven. And a lot of times, what I have observed over the last week in studying what light is there are a couple of different kinds of Christians. There are a lot of people that want to be the light that isn't really truly reflecting exactly that last part. And that is, anything that I am is a reflection of what God wants in my life. It's driven by Him first. In other words, I can't multiple fusion my own life. I can't be my own fuel. The fuel is God Himself through me. And that's the important piece in understanding about your light and making sure that your light is pure. Next thing I want to do is show you a definition of what light is. Brad, can you put that screen up there for me for just 1 second? Now, the next thing I'm going to show you right here, guys, one thing I really, don't freak out, it's not science class or anything like that, but one of the things that I think that we're very like-minded in the pastor is we really find God in nature a lot of times. And I think that there's so many applicable analogies out there in the world that show us exactly that God is in nature and He's showing us exactly how to be that light. One of the things I want to share with you guys as I kind of show this is, there's a visible light spectrum. Do you guys all see that visible light spectrum? That very, very small visible light spectrum there. That's the color-coded, bar-coded light spectrum that you see. That's the rainbow color light spectrum right there. And that is an extremely small area of a light spectrum that can actually be seen. That's the visible light that's out there. But there's this whole other area of energy that we're looking at here. Long-wave radios. How we communicate is a light. Okay, that is a pretty impressive little light as well. One of the things I want to try to describe to you guys is no matter what I'm talking about, the technical aspects of what light is so powerful that it can draw you away. No matter what I'm saying, it can draw you away and your attention will be drawn to wherever that light is every single time. What's important to look at here and what God has lined out for us, just even in nature, is look at how small the visible light spectrum is, but look to the left. You've got x-rays, right? Used for medicine, used for purposeful uses. All of this is light. Some of it's very visible. I'm up here today living in this little tiny 1% right now, the visible light spectrum right now. I'm up here doing the piece that God gave me. And we're going to get into this over the next coming months. You could just tell that it's church growth has been put upon us, and we are that literally that church on a hill. We're literally based on a hill. We are that point of light in our community. We're physically located in an area where we can every single Sunday come here and know that we are that light on a hill physically as well. But right now, what I want you guys to consider is how your light can shine. Because right now, what God's showing me right here is how important the little 1% that I am is very unimportant. This is the 1% that I'm up here presenting an idea to you that He's laid upon my heart. But it's that 99% as we get in over the next few months, church development, and how do I use my gifts? How do I be the salt? How do I be the light to my church? Is what I want to place a challenge on your heart. It's that 99% that gets everything done in the world and in the church specifically. It's those x-rays. That's a light. You just can't see it. But they're the guys, they're the Dans of the world that are stacking chairs after church and you know, it's the J of the world vacuuming. Those are the x-rays of the world. These are the things that get done. This is the stuff, the prep work for the meal that we all come to enjoy, but we don't see that light. That's the light that we're talking about. So over the next 3 to 4 months, as we start unfolding this, we did a survey, And we're taking it serious. The church board, we're really looking at fundamentally, how do we grow? What are we good at? And how do we grow? So you can kind of see the moon and the stars are starting to align. We've got a plan how to get there. But what we need you to do is start to think about, where is my light? Where do I serve? How do I help? Am I one of these X-ray guys over here? Am I a long-wave communicator, radio, light, fiber optics? That's a way, direct communication of light in an instant. You know what the definition of light is? If you really wanted to know what the definition of light is it allows the actual scientific definition I had here. I'm going to read this to you, and then we can all go home. The scientific definition, now that we know what light is. Okay, here we go. Computers, right? Maybe if I turn it that way, it'll do something. All right, here we go. Electromagnetic radiation of any wavelength that travels in a vacuum at the speed of light being 186,281 miles per hour. All right, so now that we all know what light is, we can go home. It's really not that simple. It's really not that simple. Remembering that the light that we're talking about here can be very visual. You can very much see it. Or it can be a different kind of penetrating light that's not necessarily up on stage doing what I'm doing right now. This is the least important thing going on right now. Yeah, I was thinking about being the light in our community and growing our church and thinking that we're still a church even though the pastor's not here. The strength of the church isn't based on one man, one person. It's based on all of this. You are that 99% of that gray area. What I'm doing, again, is only 1% of the work that needs to get done. All right, so the challenge again. How can I be a light? Not only in my family, but in my church and in my home. A couple of things that I wanted to share with you because I think it's unique about where we live. Let me share with you a little bit about what I do. I do a lot of marketing, so that's understanding products and what makes that product uniquely different than anything else out in the world. And I was thinking about our church. What makes us uniquely different than anybody else? And how are we the light? How are we different? How is our light different than any other church that's out here? And what I love, and I drive my kids absolutely batty about, is I love history. Because I think history teaches us a lot about where we should go. Obviously, you've heard hindsight is 20/20, right? What does that mean? Man, if I would have known that there was going to be somebody there, I would have changed how I would have dressed. I would have changed how I would have looked. You know, it's basically understanding something after the fact. But the reason I love history is because I think it teaches us a lot about who we can become, and it gives us hope for a future. One of the things that's uniquely different about our town is Ronald Reagan. This was his hometown, right? This is where he grew up. And what I like to daydream about sometimes is just less than, you know, a block away from here. As a young man, Ronald Reagan sold shoes at a building just down here that's now a bar. And I think to myself, he has been credited so many times for saying that city on a hill and talking about that city on the hill. And it ties back into his youth. And what I think is so uniquely awesome about that is it's a universal truth to understand that you can't hide a city, you cannot hide a city on the hill. And we are part of that city on a hill. It's just now deciding how we tie into that and how we're going to share our light. Anyhow, Ronald Reagan used to talk about that all the time. He used to talk about that city on the hill. And I thought to myself, man, how many other politicians since him, Obama, everybody that's been a great communicator has always tried to tie themselves in to that hope in that city on a hill, that hope of that city on the hill. And what that taught me is there's a universal truth that goes much deeper than just the last, you know, our 40th president, Ronald Reagan, and then everybody else since him talking about light. And it really ties back into understanding it goes much, much deeper than that. We can't hide our light, and we have to be a positive influence on everybody that we come across. Each and every one of us has that unique gift. It's important to recognize what our gifts are. And again, to go back to what I was saying, over the next few months, we're going to talk about what those gifts are. There's a video that I'm going to share with you in a minute. And Brad, if you would kind of cue that video up, it talks about some of those uniquenesses that we have to offer. And I really, as a challenge today, I don't want you to come to any real conclusion other than maybe that you can sit down this week and go through the exercise that I went through during some of your private times. Think about your strengths and think about your weaknesses. A mentor of mine that was a really, really good mentor of mine in business had taught me something about teamwork a long time ago. He played for KU. He played football for them. And he played with guys that ended up going professional. And he told me one time, he's like, Brandon, you know, let me tell you a little bit about teamwork. And when it comes to identifying who's going to be the best player for that particular position in life. And he goes, if you imagine your hand, and each and every finger on that hand was a player on a team, and that was their strength, wide receiver, whatever it may be. You can use any analogy in sports that you wanted to play. Some people have different roles that they play. But he said, imagine a team of 10, and each of them had a strength. And he goes, what really truly gives those characters in that team strength is when they come together. And that's that strength of having literally that bond that they have. So for every, if you would imagine the spaces between my fingers being the weaknesses, it's this group. It's that, you know, to get back to that slide I was talking about, it's that other 99%, that homogeneous that brings everything together. So what I would ask you again and challenge you, church and family and your home life, think about that over the next few days. And I'm going to have, if you would just dim these lights down, I'm going to have you play this. This is only a little over 2 minutes, and then we'll recap here.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So often, Christians are hiding in the dark, going through life, without remembering to shine their light. Taking a chance and actively sharing God's light with others is a process that may start out slowly. But as you begin to step out and show God's light, His light disperses the darkness. When it comes to shining your light, it can be easy to think that you don't have what it takes. Perhaps you feel like you are out of the ordinary, unconventional, too plain, small and insignificant, or just not bright enough. He doesn't care if you think you are qualified or not. He doesn't care who you are or where you have come from. He simply wants to take all of you and let His light shine through. The point is not to get people to look at you, but for people to see God in you. The way you shine God's light may not look the same as the people around you. That's not what matters. God has made each person unique. He wants us to reflect Him in our own special way. So don't stay hiding in the dark. Go and shine your light.
Thank you, Brad, for playing that. All right, well, that really kind of wraps up exactly what I wanted to say about light. I want to read if anybody else has texted me here. It looks like I got a couple. Brian, looks like you gave me one here. Let's see, I got to read these in the right order. It says, we often speak of Christianity in terms of disconnection from our own lives. The commission is meant to have maximum impact of positivity, hope, and love. We must have the courage of our convictions and live by the guidelines and expectations we speak of. If we truly want to shine bright, we must live our lives as Christ showed us. In the simplest of terms, we need to follow before we lead. That's a great, great thought. I appreciate that. Here's another thought. I'm not sure who this is from. It says, we do not need to be asked to do something in need. Be a light by coming up with a helping thing and just do it. Here's an example they wrote. If someone has gone through a loss saying to call me when you need something, if someone has going to lose something saying call me when you need something, it will never happen. Take a gallon of milk or a bag of dog food, plant them a flower, take them a meal and be humble. Okay, just do it, right? Nike says it best. And Dan, I got yours. I stole your materials. So for the teen group, I'm sorry. So some great examples. I'm sure like you guys, it will do the exact same thing I did. And you'll come to some conclusions over the week. If the worship team would prepare themselves, are you guys going to come up here for a song? Or are we going to do a song right now? If you guys would prepare yourselves to come on up this way. Over the next week, I would just ask you again, challenge yourself to think about how you might be a light. Because over the next few months, you're going to start to see the momentum moving and how you can be not only a light, but how we can grow our church and how we can systematically make some really, really good changes. Again, I would just ask you, as I asked before at the very beginning, pray for me specifically over the next week. This is a position of vulnerability when someone gets up to speak to somebody, and I am always one of these people that are overly critical of myself, and I would ask that you would pray for my light to be, in a sense, refurbished. And with that said, I think we're going to sing one song, and we'll get started here.
You're going to see the stage fill up here. I asked these guys, does anybody know the Gaither family? I'm sure there's a few that know the Gaither family. At the end of their show, they always have a big old sing-along. And I just wanted to give this a try. So I invited some people up here, and we're going to do I Saw the Light. If you guys would stand up and sing with us, that'd be great. I feel with sin. I wouldn't let my dear.
Woo! So
give yourselves a hand.
Good job, guys.
Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is a message that you have heard, yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. God bless you guys. You are dismissed. Have a great day.
But don't leave yet.